And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. And Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Maxo. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and we have the one and only tackle guru himself, Doug Curran from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We're going to be having a great time talking fishing here on Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Going to be a great day today. It's always a fun day to be in the studio with both the bosses. Like I say, this is when I got to make sure my hair is combed extra right. You know, don't screw up today.
At least you have hair.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, for sure. He's got that young hair. Yeah, and those fancy arms, too.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Guy looks...
Hey, I did it.
Yeah. You did it. Yeah. Yeah. Even minor things are a challenge with two broken arms.
Here's a funny story for everybody. Like, obviously, the arms and both the calves. We talked about it yesterday, but like I can't put the headphones on. And yesterday I was like struggling with it. I look over poor Kevin Nakata, like I was a kid, like, here you go, son, and I put the headphones on for me. I'm like fumbling with it today, and I got them, you know. So today was a success.
That's a big hurdle.
Yeah.
Put the headphones on.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. Well, great to have both of you in the studio. Great to have Doug in the studio. And there's nobody in Fisherman's Landing Tackle right now. It's pretty empty.
Oh yeah, I mean I'm the only one that works there, so you know it's on the honor system, so you just come in and take what you need and leave the money on the counter.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So and leave a note so we can know what to ring up, you know, at 395 jigs, whatever.
Yeah. Sure.
It is buzzing down there. When I came up, there's long range boats coming and going, and the sidewalk is littered with fishermen, dock carts, fish. And people, it looks like a little anthill down there, people going in and out of the building. And it's game on.
It's game on right now. A couple of the big long-range boats unloading.
Yeah.
Beautiful catches of bluefin tuna.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and yellowtail and
out
dorado.
To the west. Yeah.
Yeah.
This has been really good this week.
I had been kind of out of it a little bit. I had no idea that the grade of yellowtail that was being caught was so nice. Like, I just happened to be walking into the world headquarters here, and I saw the Polaris Supreme unload, and, like, there are some seriously nice grade yellow out there.
Yeah, that 30-pound stuff, and it's... you know, it's being caught in the shallows out there at the Tanner Bank. And then, you know, down the coast, you've got all this yellowtail and Dorado under the kelp paddies. It's kind of hard if you're a day and a half trip because,
you know, it's probably
more fish down south, you know, and Dorado and yellowtail always adds the fall time color to the mix.
Yeah.
But then how do you pass up 25 to 40 pound bluefin and 25 to 35 pound yellowtail? And
yeah,
there were actually earlier in the season some legitimate 40 to 50 pound yellowtail out there. So it's,
wow,
it's pretty cool. I mean, you know, we've, and then the weather, I would jump in my 23 Parker right now and I could be to the Tanner Bank in, oh, shoot, 2.5 hours probably?
Maybe, yeah.
Three hours. Yeah.
90 miles.
I got to think it's 90 miles.
Yeah.
But I could be there.
But it's flat ocean.
But, I mean, if I – it's like in the bay. I mean, I could do 35
yeah.
knots, no
fast.
Problem. Yeah.
If you had Steve's boat Thumper, you could be there in
20
minutes. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe 2 hours.
Yeah, maybe.
But
it's been fun to see, like, the influx of the Steve Pinard-style boat. Like, it seems like when, you know, it was not long ago that East Coast, big, giant center console, anything more than two outboards was, like, you almost didn't see it.
Didn't
almost
see it.
Unheard
no.
of. And now we have a bunch of customers. I mean, not one or two. I mean, a bunch of big, you know, East Coast center console, you know, fancy brands and
yeah.
trips and quads
yeah.
and, like, the number of people that are investing in that, you know, 30-foot-plus center console with 3-plus outboards, is it's a thing. You know, I mean, they're starting to, I mean, as crazy as it is to say, there's kind of starting to be a bunch of them.
I was walking down to Field Research yesterday, which I keep at the Konakai docks down there,
yep.
and a new boat came in. It's a 42-foot Boston Whaler with quad 300s on it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah?
I was like, I had to stop and take a look.
Yeah?
Because it was like, it had a tower on it and everything.
Yeah,
it's like, I mean, what's a boat like that? Like 600,000 to 700,000, something like that?
I don't even know.
Yeah. I would say for sure. There's one up in Dana Point Harbor up there that's the same boat, the 42, and it's got the white...
White Yamahas.
I think they're 350s.
Oh, maybe it was 350s. I didn't look.
I remember it being 1,400 horsepower.
Wow.
And
yeah.
And it's got, like, really comfortable looking seats right
yeah.
right in front of the center console. There's four, like, super ultra cushy seats.
Yeah.
And it looks like, you know, what you would see in an offshore race boat back in the day. You know,
right.
Like,
wow,
the,
that's
you
crazy.
Know,
now, but now they're becoming popular
but with
here.
Tank behind you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but it is so much fun and so much going on right now. And,
yep.
and now you add swordfish into the mix, and you guys are kind of the swordfish headquarters for San Diego, right?
Well, I'll tell you what, we had to scramble a little bit. For one thing, you know, Rick is the one that kind of spearheaded, you know, getting the gear together for that last year when it happened. So he had the idea of what, you know, we needed and where we got it and everything. And in my mind, okay, last year that stuff started showing up, you know, October
exactly.
like that and went through about January. So it was on my radar, and we had our little section of gear that was kind of left over. And then all of a sudden, within like literally 48 hours, it went from, you know, one of our buddies caught one like 2 weeks ago. Okay, they're around. And then somebody came in the shop and said, well, you know, I saw one of those deep drop commercial boats out there with the 10 red balls. Okay, well, you know, they're starting to look a little bit. Do you have any 8-pound sinkers? Do you have any strobe lights? I need leaders. I mean, do you have any bait? And it's like, oh, my God. So we had to scramble, but we're in full glory.
Yeah.
We've got two full panels of swordfish gear and freezer full of beautiful squid, rigged and unrigged, and I mean, we are ready to
go. The nice thing about those rigged squids is that they're ready to go. You crimp and go, right?
Yes.
We really strived to be that place for a guy last year between research and leaders, and we, you know, we teamed up with Basil to make a very specific leader. So, like, what our goal was for a guy that has never done it before but wants to be able to just be 100% in the game. So we have pre-made wind-on leaders that already have, like, the loops and everything for you to attach your sinker and attach your light. Like, our goal was to take the learning curve out of it for somebody so they could just come in, purchase the leader, attach it to their line, purchase the weight, purchase the light. You clip it here, you clip it there, you crimp on your rigged squid. Like, you don't, you know, we just wanted to take all the learning out of it. You can just be kind of plug and play.
All you got to do is find them. You just drive out there and drop it, and if there's a swordfish down there, you're rigged and ready. It's It's all stuff that's going to hold up, and you know, the rods and reels and all that kind of stuff. We've got that pretty dialed. And
yeah. No, you guys know what to do when it comes to equipping people, and it's not that hard. That's the crazy thing about it. Here we're looking at big game stuff like the ultimate catch of catching a swordfish, and it's once you get dialed in, it's harder to get a bite, but it's easier to rig.
A lot of it's right. Close, you know, the 9 mile bank and some of those areas. You don't burn a lot of fuel. You go out there and you set up in an area, and you know, whatever your drift is, you know, once you finish your drift, you go back up and start again. But you know, like it's fairly inexpensive. You can do it in our own backyard. The gear is not inexpensive, but once you have it, then you're dialed.
Yeah.
But the fuel and the time, you know, you can go out there and in a few hours, you know, hopefully, I mean, we were just looking at a picture of a 297-pounder that was caught over the weekend, or, you know, they're there.
Yeah. Oh, they're there. Yeah, for sure. Bart Hall just sent me a text that said that that boat's over $1 million.
Yeah.
Wow.
I would believe that.
Yeah. I believe that.
Yeah.
Too. So congratulations, speaking of swordfish, to Michael Folks.
Yes.
That's so cool. Nice going, Michael.
293.
Oh, was it 293?
Yeah.
I'm a fisherman, so I exaggerate.
That's a big one. Well, it's a giant.
It's a big one.
Yeah.
It's a fat one.
Oh, yeah. It's really fat. I wonder if that was aboard the Vintage.
It was.
Yes, it was.
I had a customer in that said that they saw him out there, and they were kind of buddy boating a little bit.
Congratulations.
That's great,
Michael,
man.
Yeah,
what a
that's
fish.
That's a big one for sure. Yep. So what's the hot deal? I guess the hot deal right now is getting product, right? I mean, it seems like no matter what you do, whether you're going to Walmart or whether you're going to anywhere these days, product is an issue, right?
Well, it is. It's probably the most frustrating part of my job and the most rewarding part of my job all at the same time. I love the challenge of trying to keep stocked on the key items, and so far so good. I mean, I'm not going to say we don't have some empty pegs, but it's, you know, it's a certain brand of lead heads, but we've got three other brands of lead heads. It's, you know, a certain brand of trolling lure, but we have, you know, five other trolling lures that are similar. So I don't feel like we've really let anybody down. I mean, there's certain rods that you cannot come by. You know, well, I say that we've had trouble getting 9-foot jig sticks. But they, you know, every Thursday or every Friday, you know, an order gets delivered to the shop. And so yesterday, 4 GG 90 J's floated in the door, the
Whoa.
Most popular rod. Within 20 minutes, I saw one getting a Trinidad 20 getting strapped to that thing. Just, you know, ran because guys are walking.
There's still on some on the shelf?
When I left yesterday, there were three.
Yeah,
I can either confirm or deny, but if there's any.
What's there right now, right?
But that, you know, it has been challenging, but we have every category covered. We have multiple brands of every size of two-speed lever drag reel. We have, you know, something in every premium star drag, you know, every size. Spectra's never been a challenge. That's been real challenging.
Really?
So
yeah.
We bought so much 65 Spectra that we will never run out.
Okay.
just because, you know, this is an anomaly, and we don't, you know, this is, if the fishing and the economy stay good next year, it could go into next year as well, just because our number of fishermen and our market of fishermen has expanded so greatly this year with people that have never fished or fished a couple times. Now that's their sport, and they don't have any gear. So, I mean, it's likely that, you know, fishing is going to be quite popular next year. Even if this COVID thing goes back to, you know, our society goes back to normal, there's a lot of people that got into fishing this year.
Which is just fantastic.
It's really great.
Yeah.
To be able to introduce new people to the sport and have them realize, oh, my God, this is really fun. You know
what I mean? This is good. And we have the largest sport fishing fleet in the world here in San Diego and up and down the coast of California. There's a lot of different opportunities to go fishing.
Yeah, and then, you know, that, and then, you know, the whole private boater fleet has grown over the years. I mean, how many Parkers do you see driving around now? I mean,
You got million-dollar skiffs running.
And yet,
right?
Well, you do. I mean, center console's over $1 million.
Yeah.
And it's not like rare anymore. You know, we see those you know, twins and trips and quads running around the go fast boats that do 50, 60 miles an hour, and you can go, you know, a 31 footer, or you can go up to a 50 footer. You know, some of those boats they have back at the Miami Boat Show are 55 feet, and
they go 40 knots.
Yes.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Faster than that.
Yeah. just bring your credit card for the fuel.
Yeah. Yeah. Break out the checkbook, as my brother used to say.
No doubt. The fuel docks are happy.
Yeah, but you know, if you can afford that boat and the fuel dock.
Yeah,
isn't
the fuel dock
deal.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter. But anyway, so this bluefin tuna out on the Tanner Bay,
yep,
on the long range boats.
Yep.
What somebody comes in and says, I need a setup to go catch that. What are you going to sell them?
It's a little bit finesse fishing.
Yeah,
but the fish are manageable. They're 25 to 40 pounds. The extreme example that I've heard of in the last 2 days, there was a very savvy light line guy that had a Trinidad 12.
Mm-hmm.
He put 20-pound Spectra on there.
Wait. Whoa. 20 pounds?
That is like thread.
20-pound Spectra, which is the diameter of probably 6 or 8-pound mono. He took a Sharpie. The first 10 feet, he blacked out. He put a little 3-foot piece of 20-pound fluorocarbon and a size 4 J hook.
Wait. 20-pound fluorocarbon, 20-pound Power Pro or Spectra,
yeah,
and a number 4
and
J hook.
And he blacked out the first 10 feet of the Spectra.
Okay.
The average number of fish on that boat was, you know, a couple fish per person. Some people never got one. Some people got maybe three. He had, in 3 hours, he had 7 bluefin.
Wow.
He schooled everybody, so, of course, he shared his fish to keep the 2-fish limit intact.
Sure.
So the boat limited out. So I've seen a couple other guys come in, like, getting 30-pound Spectra,
just,
you know,
like an ultra
very finesse. I mean, not a 2-speed. You know, you got to have the best casting reel, and then I'm sure that
not a 2-speed.
You know, if you're going to finesse
like
fish, you got to use a star drag reel, right, because they cast better. When your bait hits the water, they have an easier time pulling line off the reel because the free spool is so free.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying you have to go to that extreme.
A small Trinidad.
A guy with a Talica 10 and 25-pound test or 30-pound test is going to catch fish.
Yeah.
A guy with a Talica 12 and 30-pound is going to catch fish. And, you know, the problem is the yellows there, they have one thing on their mind when you hook a 30-pound yellow, and that's where's the rock.
Yeah.
So you're going to get
rocked.
Forget
about it.
Yeah. 20 to 20 and a 40-pound yellow does not ever end good.
That is not going to happen.
Not going to happen, yeah. No doubt about it.
But that's a cool rig to add to the arsenal. Like, that's, you know, we always talk about that. That's not the everyday rig, and that's not the rig that you'll use often. And honestly, that's not even the rig that you, quote-unquote, want to hook them on.
No.
But that's a cool tool to have in the bag.
It is.
Should you need it.
Now, what about the Power Pro Max Quattro, 25% thinner? How small does that get?
Well, it gets down to 50-pound test, which would probably have the diameter 40. If you're going to go to the Tanner right now, or, you know, even just leaving San Diego on a 2 to even 5 day trip, I would have like a stealth rig like that, Trinidad 14 with, you know, probably 50 pound, to be honest, and, you know, using a 20, 25, 30 pound little piece of fluorocarbon, depending on conditions. Then I'd go up to maybe a 16 or a 20 that, you know, you could fish bait on as well, maybe 30 pound test. I would also have a yo-yo and a surface iron rod for the yellowtail.
Okay.
Then I would go to some sort of a 2-speed reel with 40-pound test, you know, if they get biting a little better. So maybe that's your Talica 10 or 12. And then you always want to have some heavier gear because you don't – those big bluefin are lurking somewhere.
Right.
And one of these days we're going to wake up and they're going to be there and somebody's going to get caught, you know, shorthanded because, oh, they're only fishing light line. Well, no, that's not true. You got to bring your Talica 20 or 25 with your 80-pound and your flat fall rig and the whole thing and, you know, just be ready.
Got to bring your arsenal.
But if you had two outfits right now, 25 and 40, would, you know, probably be the game. A star drag on the 25, lever drag, 2-speed on the 40.
Okay.
You could get by a trip pretty well with those two rigs.
All right. Very good. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about with Mr. Doug Kern, the tackle guru himself.
So much. And this is such a great time for it because of that. Because there's such a varied of, you know, gear that we're using and ways that we're catching them. What a perfect time to have Doug in here. And going to be a great time and lots of great info. And we want to hear from you. If you want want to join us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning, 833-288-0973 is how you reach us. Again, 833-288-0973. And let's not forget, we have the new text option. So if you didn't hear the show yesterday, we have a very cool additional way to talk to the show. It's something that guys have kind of been requesting, and Pete and Adam and Jenny kind of all put their heads together and came up with this awesome feature.
Well, Adam and Jenny are
they're the ones who get the credit.
Yeah, for sure.
So anyways, if you're not on the Let's Talk Hookup app, that is the way to listen to the show. It's so easy. Totally free app. You can get it from the Google Play Store or from the App Store if you have an iPhone. And right on the app, you'll see, on the main screen, as you scroll down, there's a button that says text the show. And so if you don't want to hang on hold, maybe you don't like talking on the air, you want to text a question, you can just hit the text message button. The questions will all go directly to Pete. And during the breaks, we kind of review them and try to pull some of the best ones. And your text question will make it onto the air.
We were overwhelmed.
We were overwhelmed yesterday,
and we thank you very much for everybody that participated in text on the first day. I was like very happy to see people are really seizing that opportunity there, and we'll get to
all we can, and
you may have a great question. There were a lot of great questions we never could get to yesterday, so don't feel like we're leaving you out. We only have so much time, only 2 hours goes fast, right? We have to take phone calls. This is a phone call driven show, so
yeah. But a great option again. So yeah, check out the app. You can always text us a question, and we'll try to get those on. And if that all wasn't enough, and your opportunity to talk to Doug, we are giving away such a great prize. One lucky caller is going to get a $50 shopping spree to Fisherman's Landing Tackle. You're going to get to come on in and get some gear. You might get set up for swordfish, or you might be getting your 20-pound fluoro or whatever you want. You got $50 coming your way, a $50 gift card coming to one lucky caller at the end of the show today. Again, if you want to get your shot, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Tired of staring at spreadsheets?
Heck yes.
Close your office door and use the Radio.com app to stream The Fan on your smart speaker.
How the heck are you going to do that?
Just say play 97.3 The Fan, and in no time you'll be listening to 97.3 The Fan.
This program is paid for by Let's Talk Hookup.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup with the tackle guru himself, Doug Kern. If you want to get through on this busy morning again, 833-288-0973 or shoot us a text.
Yeah, indeed. Just go to our app in the App Store, Google Play. If you haven't downloaded it, go to the Let's Talk Hookup app. Just type in Let's Talk Hookup and you'll see the app. It's free. Download it. And then on the front page there, you'll see all the different buttons. Adam reorganized it with all our social media on one button, and which is YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. If you want to see a picture of Rick in his all his glory there, you can see that on our Instagram and Facebook yesterday. And then also, if you want to text us, you just hit that text button, yeah. And then you text us. We get an email. And here's the thing about the text, though. There's no way for us to reply to you. So it's not that we're ignoring you or not reply. There's no way because of this system that we have, we can't reply to you. So don't think we're ignoring you. It's just it's a one-way text, but we do get them.
Be totally assured
that we do get them. So, but anyway, let's go ahead and jump to the phone.
That sounds good.
They're jam-packed.
Every single line full, and with Doug in the studio, I can't think of a better way to start off the phone calls than with Doug from Montebello. Good morning, Doug.
You got a great name there, Doug.
Well, I was just going to say the same thing to you. What a great name. Your parents had so much insight when they named you. I'm so happy to hear that. What's your question today, Doug?
Hi, Doug.
Why did they black out that? Spectra. You said the guy was got a marker and blacked out. What's the reason for it?
Well, this is not something that's new, and I don't think that, you know, you'd have to do like a pretty serious scientific study with a proper sample size and, you know, the same angler and do hundreds, if not thousands, of fish to see if you get bit better. But the theory is that it makes the spectra, you know, maybe slightly less visible in the water. It's we've had the people request over the years, you know, camo and, you know, multicolored so that it breaks up so there's not one straight line in the water that might be detected by a fish. And, I mean, let's face it, we use white spectra all the time. We catch a ton of fish. But, you know, those super stealthy moments, people are trying to do anything that might put, you know, 1 or 2 or 5% of an advantage, you know, in their favor. And, you know, this person's theory was that when you black it out, that it decreases that straight line visibility to the hook, and you might have a chance to get, you know, an additional bite. And we've had people do that in the past, you know, with the same theory. People that fish inshore a lot of times will use green line because the water tends to be more green. And there's a lot of theories out there that have probably never been put to the scientific test, but, you know, pink line is one of them. And I do know some very savvy upper echelon, you know, tournament yacht marlin style fishermen that do get to fish, you know, hundreds of bites, and, you know, they have come to the conclusion that, you know, pink fluorocarbon can make a slight difference. It's not going to be, you know, catching one fish or 100 fish, but it might be catching 40 fish or 45 fish, and that can make all the difference over the course of a tournament season. So it's just, trying to put everything in your favor.
Right. World-famous long-range angler, Turbo.
You know
him,
Bob Ryan.
Yep.
Yes, indeed. He and he's one heck of an angler too. He taught me on a long range trip on the Royal Star that he uses red to take his white line and turn it to red. And I started using it, and I was getting bit. So I'm not saying, you know, it's like, of course you're dealing with much heavier line.
Sure,
there. You're dealing with 100 pound and 130 pound and 80 pound, such
right.
like that.
There's,
but But I mean, whatever, right? If it,
that's it.
If it, if it gives you more confidence, if you, if coloring your line gives you more confidence,
and well, it's like Doug said, it's not going to be, you know, you're not going to go from zero to wide open because you put a Sharpie to your line. That's not what it does. But it's not going to hurt anything.
No.
That's for, you can say that for certain. Like, you,
right,
you taking a black Sharpie and blacking out 6, 8, 10 feet of your line, especially if you're fishing a relatively or real short top shot. You're fishing a long top shot,
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter one bit. But, but if you were talking about that rig that Doug was talking about, ultralight, Spectra, you know, in terms of catching a tuna on a sport boat, 20 pound is ultra light line. Like, it does not belong there, but sometimes you need to do it, and a small hook. And if you're trying to do all of those stealthy little things, then you're probably fishing a real short piece of it, 4 feet or 6 feet or something like that. And, and then blacking out 6 or 8 feet of line, it's for sure not going to hurt.
No, we haven't talked about stealth fishing in the last 5 years very much because the fish have been big and you can't do that. But, you know, there's a couple things that affect that, and visibility is one, but also the effect of your gear on the bait, which means the ability for that bait to swim naturally, and that is the weight of the line, the size and the weight of the hook, also the visibility of the hook. If it's a bigger hook, you know, these fish have huge eyes, and they can see things like crazy, so going down in line size and hook and maybe, you know, blacking out or redding out the line, you know, might add some percentage to your chance of getting bit. And then, in my mind, the most important thing is picking the right bait.
Sure.
And on any given day, that could be a different bait. It could be the small, you know, super green one. It could be some days the bigger, you know, more sluggish one even.
Right.
But you got to figure out what bait they want that day. Usually it's going to be the super, you know, greenish gold sardine with all of its scales and a good slime coat that hasn't been damaged and no red blotches on the body or the nose, and the one that you can almost barely catch in the bait tank because he's just got that look about him, the thoroughbred, and you know, putting all those things in your
favor. Pin him on, he takes off.
That's and that's the thing. If you pin your bait on and it sits there and you can't get him to swim and it's a stealth bite, don't mess around with it. You know, they said soak my bait for 2 minutes. 5 seconds. I'll go through 5 baits, and when the one takes off and I let him go. You know, just barely get into a backlash status. You know, just feathering that line so it doesn't overrun. But there's a lot to being a good angler when it's stealthy fishing.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Doug.
That.
Let's go down south to Rancho Leonero. Talk to our buddy John Ireland. Buenos dias, John.
Hi, John.
Good morning. Good morning, Pete. Hi, Rick. Hello, Doug.
Good morning, John.
Hey, big day in the Ireland household. Say happy birthday to Jennifer Ireland and your lovely wife.
Yep, it's her birthday today. So I'm up here in San Diego with her, and we're going to go and have a nice brunch with the grandkids. It's going to be good.
All right.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Jen.
Happy birthday, Jen, for sure. Thanks, Pete. We've had quite an interesting couple weeks, as you guys know. You know, we've had a hurricane a week for the last couple weeks. The one prior to this, to Genevieve this week, went pretty far outside in the Pacific, relatively speaking. But it really did affect the water in the Cortez. It mixed it up pretty well, and it was hot and cold spots, and really knocked the fishing down. And actually, the same happened with Genevieve. It passed by late Wednesday evening. And on the East Cape, you know, we did pretty well. We had pretty heavy rains, not damaging rains, you know, rains that are, we needed. It was a decent rain and very, very little wind. Over in Cabo, they really caught it. They got torrential rains down there right on the point, and a lot of flooding and a lot of damage down there. They really caught it. And then it was interesting, San Jose del Cabo had some rain, but then they had heavy winds, and they got a lot of trees down and some wind damage there. So we dodged a bullet once again, but it definitely affected the fish. And, you know, the water inside right now is 80, 81 degrees, and outside it's 87 to 88. So there's a huge difference. And yeah, and it's mixed and green and turned up pretty well. It's cleaning up. You know, the arroyo's opened up. And so there's a lot of debris floating in the water. The upside of that is the Dorado fishing has picked up. The bulls love that the junk, you know, in the water. If you fish the scum lines, literally, then you pick up some nice big bulls. But that's pretty much it. You know, and we had very, very good fishing inside, and that's what everybody's done because of the mixed water. We've had where they're picking up. Let's see, nice pargo, a lot of barred pargo, good 5 to 10 pounders, some decent ones. And grouper, cabrillo, and pompano have been the ones. And we're getting very, very good bait, a lot of live sardine and caballito. But the chunk squid, and they're also using hoochies and trolling for skipjack and then chunking them up and dropping them to the bottom. And so they're doing really, really well. Thankfully, we got the good bottom fishing. Otherwise, we would be in trouble. I expect that, you know, the water's going to clean up here over the next couple of days, and then we'll get back to normal. But it definitely, all these storms have definitely affected the fishing. The good news is we didn't get whacked, so no damage, and so we're real happy about
that. That's a good thing, for sure. And
and
we're looking forward to having you in the world headquarters here. Let's Talk Hookup for the show next Saturday.
Yes, sir, the world headquarters, for sure.
Indeed.
For sure, I'm looking forward to coming
fun,
in. And
fun to have you talking Rancho Leonero and all the good stuff going on down there right now. But if somebody wants to book a trip to Rancho Leonero, how do we do it?
Thanks, Pedro. Next week is going to be a much better report.
800-646-2252
or RanchoLeonero.com.
All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate that. Happy birthday to Jen, and we'll talk to you or see you in the studio here next Saturday.
You will for sure, amigo. Look forward
All right.
to
see you, John. Thanks very much.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Appreciate it. Hey, so got a text, and they didn't put their name. So please, if you do text, put your name so we know we can give you credit for your text.
Maybe they don't want to give the name.
An interesting question. I just thought this was kind of funny. Since Del Mar show didn't happen, can I come down to Fisherman's Landing to buy a $5 rod blank?
We may still have some of those. I hate to be naive about it. I don't know if we sold out of those or not, but if they're still in the shop, it's the Roddy blank. It'll have a white sticker on it that says Roddy. If we have those, we will definitely sell it to you for $5.
Whoa!
If you want to call the shop right now, mystery caller, mystery texter, 619-221-8506. Ask one of the guys if we've got the Roddy blanks, and we'll sell it to you for the $5. We'll honor that.
There you go. All right. There you go. All right. Thanks for the text.
$5, 7 foot long.
$7, 7 foot long. How about that? Whoa. Yeah. Hey, so that brings me to my next question, and that is tackle day at Fisherman's Landing. Is it going to happen?
Full speed ahead.
Is it? Okay.
November 7th, Saturday.
Saturday, November 7th, okay.
It's going to be, the grand majority of it is outside. The seminars are outside. Uh-huh. The vendors are outside. We probably will have a protocol in place, depending on how things are going, you know, with the requirements. But we might have, for the store, one door would be go in and the other door be go out. And we might even put our registers outside the outdoor so that there are less people inside the store at any given time.
That's a good idea.
So we'll just, you know, let's say there's X amount of people in the store at one time, and then when they're ready to check out, we have the checkout stand outside of the door so that we can invite some more guests in. So might be a little slower going, but I mean, we're open from 6 in the morning till 6 at night. You got 12 hours to make it happen. Everybody wants to do it at 9 o'clock in the morning, you know, and so, yeah, the couple hours there will be a line like it always is, but that's all part of the experience, as they say.
All right, so tackle day, Saturday, November 7th.
Yeah, it's going to be coming up on us here pretty quick. I mean, you know, two and a half months.
Are you kidding me?
Holy bluefin,
it's
Batman.
Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, right?
That sounds great to me. How about Gus from Burbank up next on Let's Talk Hookup?
Good
morning, Gus. One.
You still have your lips.
You still got some pipes on you, Gus.
Did you get all that?
We got every bit of it.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
It's awesome.
Started off a little rough, finished smooth.
There you go.
Well, thank you, Gus. That was very nice.
I hope you have a wonderful day. And do I have to call John Ireland's wife now?
No, that's all right.
Is that for Pete's birthday?
Okay. Happy birthday, you guys.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
That means you share the same birthday.
No. My birthday's Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah, 65.
All right.
Happy birthday, buddy.
The good news about that is Medicare, right?
Yeah, buddy.
my cost of doing business with the hospitals has gone way down. So
I'm gonna call in with my harmonica next week.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Gus, thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate that very much.
There's one thing you can say about Gus in Burbank. His calls are always unique.
Yeah, they are. Always unique, no doubt about it, for sure. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
That sounds good to me, buddy. How about we talk to Don? Don's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Hey, Don, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys, good morning. I mean, how do you follow that, you know? Yeah. Good job, Gus.
There's no way. You might as well just hang up on yourself.
Hey, Doug, your information about fishing that finicky bluefin was absolutely spot on. That was what was going on the Pac Queen here a little over a week ago.
Oh, okay.
And the only other thing I would add is take some rubber bands and, you know, some 6-8 ounce torpedo weights. Some guys did get bit when they could drop down.
That's something anymore that should be in every angler's arsenal going out of San Diego. We have so many methods now, and it's so different than it used to be, but a number 32 rubber band, I would have a 4, a 6, an 8 ounce, just depending on conditions. And you might be catching a 25 pound bluefin, you might be catching a 200 pound bluefin, but that is definitely part of the arsenal now. And you don't need a lot of them, but I would always have that, like you say. So good point.
Yep. Hey, my question this morning is Spectra. I really love Max Quattro and had the guys spool up a couple of my reels, especially my Trinidad 14, which really helped out with that Max Quattro.
Nice.
But since there is a difference between standard Spectra and Max Quattro, is there any times that you wouldn't use MQ?
Well, first of all, it only comes in 50, 60, 80, and 100. So anything above 100 and anything below 50, you've got to go with something else. And it is a little bit more pricey. So if it really doesn't matter that you need that line capacity, then, you know, you can save a little money that way. But I can't think of a fishing reason. You know, if you're trying to get a bite, and a pound test, whatever it may be, is what's getting bit. If you're going to use 80-pound Quattro, then that means you've got to use 65 of something else. So you do get a little bit of extra breaking strength. It's the only line I've ever seen, period, in the 39 years I've watched this whole thing, you know, from the inside of the industry, that it wasn't just a marketing ploy. They always say, oh, you know, thinner diameter gets bit better and it's 80-pound test. And the next guy says, you know, our 80-pound test breaks at 120 pounds. It was always just a marketing thing. But the Max Quattro formula, it actually breaks the same as other 80s, but it is a thinner diameter. So it gives you more line capacity. It lets your bait swim better. So it's a very good line.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
It's great stuff.
You had mentioned, is there a time when you wouldn't use it? I would say the only thing would be for rigging scenarios where there are some times when a hollow line could give you a rigging advantage where a solid could not, or vice versa. But that would be one of those only.
Absolutely.
That would be kind of one of those only
times. And
that's
a huge one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call.
Thanks, guys. Have a great one.
Now to the Pacifica. Captain Andrew's on the line. Good morning, Andrew.
What's up, Andrew?
Hey, morning, guys. How's everyone doing this morning?
Hey, doing terrific. What's going on?
Oh, man, it's some good fishing going on right now. We had a really fun day yesterday on those, call it a 25-pound average bluefin. Lots of fun, good biting fish. Good spread. Good to see him back up and biting again, because I know we had a little bit of a lull in the action for about a week, but seems like things are on the up and up here now.
That's great news, and it sounded like good action and a good spread to the fish, and nice to hear that. And what a very good, manageable, great size. You know, 25-pound average means, you know, you got a couple small ones, but every trip it seems like there are shots at fish that are up and including 40-pounders, but just like a great cast a bait out, hook a fish, wind it in. It doesn't kill you, but a really nice size fish to be able to bring home.
And to throw that yellowtail in the mix, what a beautiful thing that is.
Totally.
Oh, yeah, and those yellowtail are a beautiful grade as well. Those yellowtail are, you know, we had quite a few of them in upwards of 25 pounds. It was nice to be able to mix it up. You know, one thing else that was kind of, it was pretty interesting, and like I said, on the up and up here, is we did see sign of those bigger ones yesterday for the first time in a little bit.
Which was,
thankfully we were able to, you know, we had a little bit of time at the end of the day, and we made a little bit of a move, and we tried working on those guys. Unfortunately, we didn't have the wind we needed to fish the kite effectively, but still, you know, it's encouraging to see, you know, multiple areas of fish in different spots and have options.
That's great news, and you know, like, those things seem to do this same thing to us every year. You
every
know, like,
year.
Every year they disappear, mm-hmm. and it seems like they disappear to a point where everybody, you know, I mean, everybody, you know, sport boat captain to private boat guy, like, all right, that's it, you know, whatever. This year's different. They're all off of San Nick, and they're gone completely, and that's it, and that was our window. And then all of a sudden, they bluefin do what bluefin do, and they pop right back up again. And,
yeah.
You know, hopefully, like,
yeah.
What you saw was the beginning of that next phase of, oh, here they are again, and we're catching 100-pounders.
Was that 60 to 80, or are you talking more the jumbo style?
Yeah, I mean, really, in, you know, that area we fished in the afternoon, I saw everything from 30 pounds to 180 pounds.
Right on.
Wow.
But,
right, Andrew.
Standard bluefin, as soon as you feel like you got a handle on things, they, yeah. they throw a curveball at you.
So Andrew, I don't know if you've heard our discussion this morning about this stealthy approach with the very light spectra and 20-pound test. What's your take on that?
Oh, we're all about it. We're all about it. We do a lot of fishing with 25-pound on board here. I think it really makes a big difference. You know, I tell our people every night that the two most important things is to get in a bite is being rigged up properly and your bait selection. Those two things make all the world and all the difference in the world on what you catch.
Yeah,
you know,
nice.
Fishing with too heavy a line or too big a hook, it's really makes it difficult.
Yeah, for sure. Is that true with both the bluefin as well as the yellowtail?
Yes and no. You know, a lot of the time we're fishing yellowtail. We're anchor fishing, and the nose hook sardine seems to be, you know, the most effective way to do it. So I feel like with the nose hook, you can kind of get away with a little bit bigger hook and a little bit heavier line. It seems like the yellowtail aren't quite as line shy as the bluefin. But, I mean, any edge you can get, we're all about it. So.
Yeah. Cool. Great. Well, if somebody wants to ride the Pacific out of C4 Sport Fishing, you have any availability coming up?
Yeah, I think our next few trips are booked up, but we do have some room in September. Our full schedule is up online at pacificasportfishing.com, or you can call C4 Landing directly at 619-224-3383.
And you're running pretty much day-and-a-half trips right now?
Yeah, day and a half and 1 days. And we do have a couple sponsored longer trips, 2 and 2.5 days coming up towards the end of next month and the beginning of October. I think those trips do have a little bit of room on them.
And nice. Boy, if it's anything like it was last year, man, September and October were the months to fish.
Oh,
like, that's
yeah.
when it really happened. And man, it just did the exact same thing last year. That big fish just kind of vanished, and then it came back, and we really walloped on them in the fall. I'm just knocking on every piece of wood, hoping that's what comes around again this year for us, Andrew.
Yeah, I sure hope so. That was a lot of fun last year.
We're ready for
but
it.
But in the meantime,
sure.
we'll take limits of 25-pounders. Don't get
yeah,
me wrong. Yeah, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it.
Absolutely.
I'll take this just fine.
All right. Well,
see,
Andrew,
buddy.
Pacifica Sport Fishing out of C4 Sport Fishing, sure appreciate the report, and thanks for keeping us updated.
That's cool.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks,
right.
buddy.
Good talk.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls, more great information. We're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. 2020 is the golden anniversary of Cape Polaris and Searcher. Come help us celebrate 50 amazing years in sport fishing. Searcher has a great crew, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2020 schedule is available now, so this is a golden opportunity to make your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia or Callie at 619-226-2400.
It's a fact of life in Southern California, hard water. And if you have a pool, your tile shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Tile Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Tile Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there is only one name you can trust, San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. As promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. And today, that catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the very best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing, as well as your private boat catch, now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish. You can buy smoked and jerky fish. They have all their spices, rubs, that killer smoked cheese, their famous tuna burger, and that amazing pokey kit. It's all available at their convenient Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Let's head on up to Dana Wharf Board Fishing. We got a guest, the man, Captain Chris Pika from Dana Wharf is on the line this morning. What's up, Pika?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. We're having another one of those flashback Sundays here. I got a call from Brian on the radio, and he doesn't have any reception. He's out by Catalina somewhere, so he called me on the radio to give you guys a call here.
Well, we appreciate that. Give you the update of what's going on.
Hey, man, thank you. It's great to hear you guys' voices. You got to bear with me. I was up late last night and not quite myself. You know, I was watching that this old movie, the original Gunfight at OK Corral. Remember that one?
Yeah, good
Kirk
one.
Douglas. Kirk Douglas. He was Doc Holliday. We had Burt Lancaster. He was Wyatt. And then we had our old friend, Marty Miller. Marty Miller, who was Wyatt Earp's little brother. Yep.
No
man,
way.
I could not believe, believe the sport, the horsemanship skills that Marty had. He would come blazing in on that horse, and he'd get out that. Wait a minute. speaking of Death Mountain.
I'll have to go watch that Gunfire.
You know what, bro? I think you should watch that movie. You could get a couple notes from our old friend Marty Miller.
Yeah, good idea. For sure, Pika. So what about fishing?
Hey, guys. With fishing here, let's, on the coast, we got some pretty good stuff on here. You know, we got half days where bass, sand bass, bonita mix, getting some occasional white sea bass as well as occasional yellow. In fact, we got a couple nice yellows on the coast here. I mean a couple. There's a few of them, scattered spots of them popping up, you know, mixed in with the calicos and the bonita and stuff. And we got one a couple days back. It was, 25 pounds? Nice yellow, another, and there were some bigger ones, breaking around the boat too. White sea bass. Guy got a white sea bass. We're starting to see some of these big whites show up. We had caught one yesterday on the half day. It was, roughly around 50 pounds, give a little, take a little. I'm just estimating because the scale was broken. So, yeah, but it was a good one. If you want to see the picture of it, I'm sure Donna has it posted on our website there. And guys, over at Catalina Island, they got, they got the yellows biting. They got the bonitas over there. And they got some, those fish are big and they're mean. Those yellows, they definitely pull some drag. And they got attitude. So remember, guys, make sure you're set up correctly, using the right gear, the correct gear and stuff. And that 25-pound fluorocarbon has been the ticket. That has been getting bit, using that for your leader there. And, guys, the water temperature has been booming. I mean, it just shot right up. I'm getting temps from anywhere from about 75, 74 degrees all the way up to 78. I hit a nice pocket of water yesterday. It was 78 degrees. I was like, whoa, son, are we having a flashback from 2015 here or what?
Yeah,
a lot of good stuff going on. A lot of good action. If you want to hop on a boat, we got everything going right now. We got half days, three-quarter days, 5 to 5s going, got overnights on the Fury. So give us a call here at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, and the phone number is 949-496-5794, or you can look us up at our website at danawharf.com. You can friend us on Facebook, or you can get our Dana Wharf Sport Fishing app for your phone there. And then you get up-to-date information all the time right at a press of a button. So, hey,
all right.
Rick, hey, bro, I wish you a speedy recovery, man. And you'll be in my thoughts and prayers to get back on the water there and heal up real fast.
Thanks, Pika. Appreciate the kind words, amigo. Appreciate the phone call very much, and we'll look forward to another great report next week. And, arms back, and I'll do a little Marty research.
Get my horse skills
back up.
Gunfire, okay, come on. Gotta watch out.
See you, Pika. Sure. Thanks,
Thanks,
buddy.
Pika. Appreciate it.
You guys have a great week.
All right, you too. While we're waiting for Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru, I have a text question from Rick. Randy in Costa Mesa wants to know how you connect Hollow Spectra to Max Quattro, if you can do that.
I'm definitely going to let Rick answer that. Just going to throw it out there. Rick is probably one of the best riggers, I'm going to say, in the world because, this is a central location for that type of rigging, and he's definitely one of the best. And then he's trained up a couple of our guys to be darn near just as good. But why don't you answer that question?
So can you do it? Of course. And there's plenty of ways that you could choose to do that. And a lot of it will depend on how much hollow you want at the end of it, meaning whether the connection is going to go through the guides on a cast or not. So if you're going to put a lot of it on the reel, the most secure way would be to tie, two loop style knots, so to tie like a bimini twist in your Max Quattro, to splice a loop in your hollow, and then to use a cat's paw to attach those two together.
That's cat's paw is what, like passing it through three times?
Loop to loop, exactly.
Loop
yep,
to loop
exactly,
three times.
Exactly. So that's going to be the single most secure way to do it. But it's a little bulky, and now you got knots, and now you got the double line, and that's not going to cast as well. You definitely can pull the Max Quattro inside of the hollow Spectra like you would a Sato style connection where you pull the line and do the finger trap thing. But Spectra, when it's inside of Spectra, does not grip nearly as well as mono or fluoro. The line that's inside is a lot more slick, and it's not, that connection is not nearly as strong. Will it work? Yes. And I would pull the line in, and what I would do is I would double it. So I would take the line and fold it in half, so you're kind of pulling two strands in. And I would use a series of nail knots, both an interior and an exterior nail knot, and I would glue it up with some tack glue. That would be like the stealthiest way to pull the hollow inside of it. And yes, it will hold, but it's not as strong. So you just kind of need to know that going into it, that there is a stronger way of doing things and there's a stealthier way of doing things. But yeah, those would be the two.
So maybe the best thing to do would be to say, put your hollow Spectra onto a roll, take it off, and then just put straight Max Quattro on.
Yeah, it just it all depends on what you're going for. Like if you're wanting Max Quattro because you want that capacity, but then you want the advantage of a hollow connection, you know there's gonna be give and take, and those are the two. But those would be the two ways I would do it. If you're not worried about that connection going through the guides, I would do a loop. I would do a loop to loop. Bimini on one side, hollow splice on the other. Cat's paw those. And if it's gonna be a real short piece, then pull a double line through and connect it via a series of nail knots, and maybe even do like a small serve over the top of that. You could get that real nice and tight. We've been using that Max Quattro, that 50-pound Max Quattro, as our serving line now, and man, it gets so skinny and it's so strong, because you can serve with a piece of 50-pound that's super, super skinny, but it just never breaks. So, it's definitely doable, but that would be your answer.
All right, yeah. Very good.
Hey, all right. With that, we're going to continue on with our catch report.
Actually, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Gundy Gunnarsson, our surf crewer extraordinaire, and you stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
It's a fact. Shimano produces some of the finest fishing reels for our Southern California sport fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We have a complete selection of Shimano saltwater reels like Talica, Speedmaster, Trinidad, Torium, and Tranx reels. Plus, we have all the best Shimano lures like Flatfall, Colt Sniper, and Orca. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano product for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open-party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hi there, I'm Hayden from Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking, Southern California's go-to spot for Hobie fishing kayaks right on the water in Mission Bay. Let me tell you, we have big things going on in the shop this time of year. This November marks the 40th year anniversary of Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking. And as a family-owned and operated business, my family and I would like to thank all of our friends and customers for the support over the decades. We also have the brand new 2020 model year Hobie fishing kayaks, introducing new features like the automatically retracting kick-up fins, as well as the revolutionary new Mirage Drive 360, which allows you to rotate and steer your Mirage Drive 360 degrees, giving you 100% control over your fishing kayak. Hobie's also released a new line of more economic options, like the new Mirage Passport 10.5 and 12.0, coming in at only $13.99 and $15.99 respectively, while still including the Hobie Mirage Drive with comfortable raised seats and tons of fishing features. Get down to our shop, Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking, right on the water in Mission Bay, and see it all for yourself. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing leverage
Lever Drag 2 speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid, hoggity body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.